destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from sunny California. Today is Monday, July 2nd, 2007, and this is a King of Diamonds Day. A lot of powerful people are born this day, including singer Michelle Branch, who is basically a self-made, very, very tough businesswoman. You know, anybody who's born on a King of Diamonds Day is going to have a lot of business sense. Like Dave Thomas, the guy who is the founder of Wendy's, he's born today. We have Lindsay Lohan, the famous musical bad girl, you might say. Imelda Marcos was also a King of Diamonds, or is a King of Diamonds. I'm not sure if she's still alive or not. Dave Parsons, Dan Rowan of Rowan and Martin. And so all these people, Ron Goldman, who was murdered with Nicole Simpson, was born today also. And a lot of other people, and this is not just a King of Diamonds, it's also a King of Hearts, because it's a Cancer birthday, and the second card is the Moon card, in this case the King of Hearts. So people born today are a double king, and there are only two birthdays of the year that have that. The other one is the Virgo King of Hearts, which has a King of Diamonds ruling card. So both of these birthdays, when you have a double king influence, that's such an unusual combination. It just really means that your whole life is on some level about power and the way you handle power, the way you manage power. I knew a woman that was a double king, a client of mine, and when she was only, I think, 12 years old, she took her family to court and basically got out of her own family because she didn't like the way things were being run around the house. And she never came back. She left her home, and she made it on her own. And now she's a very successful woman. And it's very interesting to see how that king can show up. The Cancer version, which is today, they do have a more of a soft side to them. But still, the strength is also there in today's birthday. It's also there, too. But the Cancer does bring a little bit of a motherly influence to that birthday. So let's see. Michelle Branch was born today. And let's see here. Let's see what she's got going this coming year. Lots of changes for her. Lots of travel this year. Probably buying a really huge home somewhere. Now, I know nothing about her personal life. I don't know anything about Michelle Branch. I don't know if she's married, if she's engaged, if she's having a baby. But I can tell you that she's going to be moving, and she's probably going to be buying a really big house this year. That's because she has a five of spades long range. And she has a four spades environment. As a matter of fact, I just wrote an article today for my next newsletter all about the four spades, how it's such a strong card for having a new home. It's something that wasn't really written about much in the Cards of Your Destiny book. But four spades is like, it's a home, it's also a marriage card. It can be a really strong indicator of marriage. So that's also possible for Michelle. She's, however, only 24 years old, so perhaps that won't happen just yet. Okay. Well, I hope everybody's having a good evening. I will be taking calls around the break time. If you are interested in talking with me and asking a question, you can call in any time, but I won't actually be taking the calls until I'm done with giving my little talk tonight. Okay? And we do have three lines open, as I am understanding it. Okay? So, we have tonight, I'm going to talk about the power of choice. This is something, you know, you hear me talking a lot about power. You know, it's very interesting. I think it's because I'm an ace of diamonds, ruling card. And anybody who's a 10 or an ace, they really want to see themselves manifest something in their life. This is something that we live for. We're here to create something. So it's always been a desire of mine to discover the power within me to make my life be the way it is. I remember I had a business a long time ago called the Ace of Wands Productions. And the Ace of Wands is an ace. And that was before I knew that I was an Ace of Diamonds ruling card, which is quite interesting. And actually, an Ace of Wands is actually the same as an Ace of Spades. But I didn't know that at the time. But I was always attracted to that card. And I could just feel from the card that there was something about it, that it was all about creating something. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to create. So I've talked a lot about that. You've probably heard me talk about it almost every show to some extent. And tonight I want to talk specifically about choice. And I do think that we as humans are super beings. We have superpowers. We can do super things in our life. Not all of us can access that or do access that all the time or even that much, but it's there. And all of us have experienced a taste of it at one time or another. We have the power of God because we're made in God's likeness and image. We have the power to create, make our lives just the way we want it to be. As a matter of fact, everything is perfect actually right now. We don't see this. You know, we're walking around saying, you know, I want this, this is not right, I don't like that. But actually, we have it just how we want it. We just don't want to admit it. Or we don't know ourselves well enough to know that this is what we're actually doing. Okay? We have it the way. So your life, my life, or anyone's life is just the way we want it. And it's perfect. But there's a lot more to the story. If we really want to experience ourselves as powerful, like if you really want to live in the knowledge that you are powerful and can create, there's a lot that we have to be aware of, that you have to learn. I've talked a lot about this in my articles and talks, but there's still more to learn, and today I want to talk about the power of choice. I think choice is something that we pretty much take for granted. I mean, how often do you sit down and just think about the many choices that you make, even in just one day? I think if any of us would take a closer look, we'd be amazed at how many choices we make in the course of just one day of our life. You know, to begin with, just getting out of bed in the morning is a choice. You could stay in bed, right? But you don't. You decide to get up. You decide when you get up. And that's the first choice, probably one of the first choices we make is, you know, waking up and what are we going to do? And then we make choices upon choices upon choices. What are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Are we going to take a shower or not? Are we going to brush our teeth or not? What are we going to do? What are we going to have for breakfast? How are we going to go to work? Which way are we going to go? Are we going to call anybody? Are we going to talk to anybody? Then we get to work, or maybe you work at home like I do, and it's just a series of choices. I think, I don't know, if you added them up in a day, there might be thousands of them in just one day. And so from one point of view, our life is really nothing but a series of choices that we make. And those choices determine what our life is, the quality of it, and what it is. Okay? You may often think, if only I had done that instead of what I did, things would be much better. Like you think about something that you did in the past, a choice you made. Or you think, I wish I had done that. My friend did it, and look how rich and successful she is now. Do you have any stories like that? People that you were in high school with or college or you knew when you were young, and you saw them make a choice, like let's say to buy a property when you were out partying or something, and they end up a millionaire with real estate, and you end up with nothing. Sometimes we think of those things. We mull over our past choices. And when we do, you can tell that we really do think about our choices and how much of an impact they made in our life, for better or worse. And the older we get, it seems like the more we realize that some key choices we make really alter the course of our life in a really very meaningful way. Some key choices, like, set our life. And they seem they might have seemed insignificant in the moment, but some choices we make sort of set into motion the rest of a long period of our life, if not the rest of our life. And the life that we are living right now is a result of our past choices. And there's no way to avoid that fact. That is the truth. But today, in society today, there's an overall sense of helplessness. You might have noticed it. Pretty much everybody feels like a victim. In spite of the fact that our choices are what really determine the nature and quality of our lives, many of us go around thinking that we're victims. You know, even though you might know that your choices are really what makes your life, but you still, all of us, fall into this role of victim, if not from time to time, most of the time. And a lot of people feel that life is just a big joke played upon them. You know, they say in spite of their best efforts, they always make the wrong choice. So in a way, they feel like they're not capable of making a good choice at all. Or they feel that they're jinxed in some way. Like some evil force is out there punishing them and making them choose the wrong thing. So here you see, there's like this victimization going on. Even though we know we make choices, we can still feel victimized. And there's yet another group of people out there that just feel like they have no choice at all. Life to them seems to be something that is imposed upon them. Whatever choices they may have, they're not very powerful. Something much more powerful than them is really calling the shots. It's all luck, and we have bad luck. That's their story. It's all luck, and my luck is bad. That's my story. But I think that we do have the power of choice, and that power can have our lives be whatever we want it to be. What is necessary here is consciousness. Now, when I say consciousness, you might get the wrong impression because that word is used a lot in spiritual books. And when I say consciousness, you might think I'm talking about like some mystical meditation experience. I'm just talking about down-to-earth awareness, just seeing things as they really are, just simply putting our attention upon our life and the world around us enough to make an accurate assessment of what's going on. It's called awareness. That's what's really missing today, just straight old, plain old awareness. Very few people seem to really have that because very few people seem to really understand why they do what they do, okay? Now, depending upon your personality and your background, you make choices in one of many ways. For example, I'm a diamond, my birth card and my ruler card. So choice for me is always about value. I say to myself, what's it worth to me? Is it worth it? How much is it worth? Is it worth it? Do I want it enough? That's what diamonds are all about. We're about desire and want. Now, someone who's a club, for example, or a card would have a different criteria. A club might say, does this comply with my understanding? Or do I have a good reason to do this? See, clubs need reasons for everything. They have to have a logical reason. And if it seems logical, they'll choose that something, even though it may not be something that they actually want. If it makes sense to them, they might choose it. A heart will probably say, does that feel good to me? A spade person will probably say, would this be me acting in excellence? Because they're all about doing and perfection of doing. No matter, though, the important thing here is that each of us has some criteria, and from that criteria, we make our choices. Some choices are hard to make. They won't feel good. They will be very uncomfortable. We will often choose something that is going to be very distasteful for us. It may cause us to experience something that we don't like, at least in the short term. But somebody who's wise about their choices will always choose from a longer perspective rather than from the immediate situation. They will look at the situation long term to see what the effects of their choice will be down the line. Now, this is the real true mark of wisdom. This is one of the marks of wisdom. It means I'm thinking more long-term about what I'm doing. Instead of just going after immediate gratification or immediate remedy, okay? Another thing that's really important about decision-making and choices is taking a look at how our choices will affect other people. And this also comes from experience. In general, we find usually just older people making such wise choices. But you or I can make wise choices right now, just understanding this. You know, if you start to see the power of the choice, you have to start giving them a little bit more importance, you see, and make them with as much conscious awareness as you can muster. If only we really understood how powerful we are. The act of making a choice is the very act of creation itself. It is the act of being God or being God-like. Just think about it. Every time you or I make a choice, we have just created something. Okay? It could have been something else, but we chose this one thing. And because we chose it, that's what showed up for us. When I think about this, I'm really amazed because it just kind of dawned on me today, yet it's always been there, this fact right in front of my face. But for some reason, I missed the significance of it. Each time we choose, we are waving a magic wand. From all the many possibilities that exist around us, we are choosing one. We are choosing the one. And that's what creating is all about. Creating is nothing more than choosing. I talked about that in a former talk about how to manifest. It's all about specification. And specification is about this and not that. It's about choosing. Now, I need to talk about this because this question comes up about choice. There are times in life when we seem to have no choices at all. We seem to be forced into a certain course of action. We just don't have a choice. Sometimes we find ourselves in a situation in which our choices are very limited, or we may only have one choice. But in reality, the truth of it is, there is no situation that will ever occur to you in your whole life in which you do not have a choice. Like in the movie Braveheart, the main character, Willem Wallace, he chose to be executed right in the public square there in the end of the movie rather than forsake his belief in personal freedom and freedom from the tyranny imposed upon his people. He might have said, oh, I have no choice, but he knew what he did and he made it consciously. Whether or not his choice was a good one depends entirely upon your point of view. But one thing is for certain, we will always remember him for the powerful choice that he made in that time of his life. If you feel limited in your choices in a particular area of your life right now, realize that this is due to some choices that you might have made in the past. See, now, a choice that we make today will naturally affect our future, okay? If you decide to buy a Volkswagen Beetle today, that's going to have you driving a Volkswagen Beetle for a few years, okay? But to a greater degree, there are some choices we make that we forget about. And then all of a sudden, we're in a situation that we feel hopeless at. But we forget that it was choices we made in the past that got us here. And that culminated in us being in a situation where we have no choice in the present moment, or very few choices, okay? But that's because we used the power of our choice before. We used our power of choice before, and now we are experiencing the results of that power. You might have made some decision hastily in the past or because you didn't foresee how things might turn out, but it was your choice, you know, that got you where you are right now. Now, what you can do is when you are in a situation where you feel like you have limited choices, the way to rectify that for yourself is realize that you do have the power of choice right now. So all you have to do right now is make the best choice you can make given the situation, and have this choice be aligned with truth. Have it be aligned with your highest intention. Do the best you can to do the highest you can in spite of the situation. Make a choice. Now, it may make you uncomfortable, and you may have to go through things that you don't want, but if you know you're making it for the right reason, that choice will lead you to better and better life. And you will come out of it. And you will eventually experience all the fulfillment and everything that you really wanted when you made the first bad choice. So we have to align our choices with our highest and best intentions as much as we can every single day. You know, this is what we have to do. If we're going to have a better life, we have to align ourselves with our highest intentions and make choices from that. That's the power of choice. And remember that we always have a choice. No one is without one, ever. So, what a fun thing. Just start the day tomorrow and say, okay, what do I choose first? I'm going to make my choice about what I'm going to do today. What is it going to be? And you may choose things that are not easy and not comfortable, but you know that long term, that will have a desired result. You will get your wishes come true. That's the way to salvation, to freedom, and personal fulfillment. Okay, everybody, that's the end of the talk for tonight. We are going to be taking calls. We have three lines open. We're going to have a short commercial break. And when we come back, if anybody is on the phone, I'm going to be talking to you. So come back in just a couple minutes, and I'll be talking to you then. See you then.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready, until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny, with information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs? Find love and get married and make the most money. All of this information and more is now available to you in two books, The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual. But if you order them from SevenThunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books, which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to SevenThunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed for your money back. And now, back to our show.
Apparently, there was another technical glitch at the station. Apparently, they've been having trouble all day with the phone lines for some reason. I got disconnected. Hope you're still there, and I hope that Tina's still there. Is Tina still on the line? Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Oh, here, I hear a voice.
I'm
She's
here.
Alive.
It's nice to talk with you.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. It's so nice to speak with you.
Oh, same here. You have a nice voice.
Thank you.
Is your birthday September 20th, 1952?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got that correct before we start chatting.
Because I sound like a baby.
you sound like a teenager.
I know.
Should be happy for that.
I am.
Oh, good, good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I would like to ask about relationship.
Okay, is there somebody in particular you want to ask about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and what's their birthday?
7/10, and they're going to be, I'm not sure what year. I know what.
Okay.
How old they'll be.
Okay, how old will they be?
They're going to turn 71.
Okay, and what's your question? You want to know just general thing about you, two of you, or?
Well, we've been having ups and downs, and right now it seems to be hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would like it to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I look at, do you know anything about this system that I use?
A little bit.
Okay. Just well, you know your birth card?
I don't remember.
You are a four of clubs, and you're also a two of diamonds. That's your second card, your ruling card. And the man in question is a five of diamonds and a seven of clubs. So I'll just tell you what all this means, okay?
Okay.
But first of all, even though this man is 70 years old or 71, the five of diamonds birthday is a very strong freedom-loving energy.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And, I mean, maybe now that he's old, maybe he'll settle down, and maybe not. Okay?
Okay.
Because we have a list of cards in my book, in the Love Cards book in the back. There's a table back there, and there's a chapter that talks about what cards are marriageable and which cards are not marriageable.
Okay.
And the Five of Diamonds is one of the worst that there is for marriage.
Okay.
Because it goes against their nature, you see. They have
yeah.
to have their freedom. Now, I know there's a lot of attraction there between you two. You have two very significant, what we call past life connections, which means there's a lot of attraction there between the two of you. How long have you been together?
About 4 years.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it's there, but there's a lot more to the story, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's he saying. Is he saying he wants to settle down with you? What is he saying?
It changes. Right now, it's being expressed that there is a desire, you know, it's heading in that direction. But we just recently came out of a very bad time where he was off doing his freedom-loving stuff with other women.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you are a little bit naive to think that he's not going to keep doing that, to be honest.
Okay.
You obviously are just wishing for that to happen.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with wishing, by the way. But you're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay.
There are so many other birthdays which are so much more interested in a commitment.
All right.
You understand?
Yes.
So it's you could pick somebody else. Now, here's another thing I want to share with you, if you don't mind. When I find a client or customer, client, whatever, and I find out that they're attracted so much to somebody who's unavailable, what do you think that tells me?
Well, every time we come back together, that he and I come back together, it's he makes more of a commitment. He's a very self-realized man on every level, material and everything else. So there's a lot.
Well,
many
he may be self. He may be realized materially, but he doesn't seem to be realized eternally.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Because if he was, he would. If he was, he would have been able to tell you when you first met, hey, this is who I am, this is how I am, and I've accepted this about myself, and do you want to be with me or not?
Yeah.
It'll be you and other women, too. See?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, okay, he may be ready to come back to you, but the question is the core reason that he went off and did his thing. Has that changed somehow?
Probably not.
Well, then what are you doing? See, this is the question. The question is, what are you doing there, Pina?
Because I'm the main person in his life. And
what are you doing, caretaking him?
No. Intellectually, there's a lot going on there, and he's helped me out a great deal. And
financially?
Oh, yes. And
okay, so, you know, maybe you're there because it's really nice financially.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we can just, you know, be clear about it, you know. You're in it
and
for the money.
And the intellectual. There's also the intellectual part of it. It's
but if there was no money, you may not do it.
Oh, that's key. I mean, I have to admit that, and it's
okay, so at least that's really important for you to be clear about that, because that tells you what you're really up to.
Well, I really would like the whole enchilada, and at this point,
well, he's not going to give it to you or anybody else.
Yeah, it almost seems like this might be doable, though.
Well, you know, I would be the first to congratulate you if that happened. Based on my experience, a man who's 70 years old isn't going to make some big life change.
Okay.
You know, actually, a man who's 50 years old isn't going to do it either.
Okay.
70 is way farther removed. But you have a little pattern going here, too. You know, the thing about Four Clubs is one of their patterns in relationship is that they are attracted to men who are not really honest with them.
Okay.
They like guys that are kind of like, you know, fast talkers.
Yeah.
They just are attracted to them. It's painful,
yeah.
I mean, because, you know, those kind of guys usually will cause you more pain and suffering in the long run. But that's who you tend to be attracted to. What can you do? You know?
Yeah.
So as long as you don't feel like it's too much suffering to be with him and have him take off and go be with a woman, then you can keep doing this as long as you want.
Yeah.
I don't, when I look at his, I have, there are cards for every year of our life, okay?
Okay.
There are cards in this system for every year of our life.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
And I'm looking ahead into his cards for next year after this birthday, which is in a couple of days.
Yes.
Okay, you follow me?
Yes.
And I don't see your card there very much.
Okay.
I don't see your card there at all, actually. It doesn't
okay.
mean you won't be in his life, but it's not showing up as being anything significant for him.
Okay.
He's going to have other things he has to deal with in this coming year.
Okay.
And I'm looking, let's see, let's have a look in yours. Actually, I see you being undecided right now about him. I think that you're going to meet somebody really soon, if you haven't already met somebody else.
Okay.
Have you met anybody recently?
No, I haven't.
Well, are you ready for that? Because there's a really strong possibility.
I'm really open. I'm open both ways. This financial situation is so nice to have someone there in case there is an SOS. And there's been a big SOS recently where he has helped out. And and there's some other things that are going on in my life where they're starting to move ahead and take off. And so there's a chance for me to change my lifestyle in a big way.
Well, it's kind of hard to get motivated when somebody will take care of you, you know.
I've been forced to do that for my own sanity. I've had to get involved in my a couple of things, and I think they're going to turn out to be lucrative. So,
okay.
A big part of me is very much wanting to have a full blown relationship where there's commitment and
yeah. Well, what I see coming for you is that after your birthday this year, there's a lot of changes coming. You're going to be moving, probably.
Okay.
It could be, this change could be significant in a lot of ways, and it could be because you meet somebody else, actually.
Okay.
I still see this other person showing up.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. This guy is never going to give you what you say you want, but I don't think you really care. don't think you care.
No.
I think it's okay with you just the way it is right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's tolerable.
Yeah. It's not the biggest deal if he goes and have sex with somebody else. It doesn't mean he doesn't like you.
No.
He still cares about you.
Yeah, and he's to be perfectly honest, the whole, if I were to have him 24/7, it would be a huge responsibility.
You guys might fight a lot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because in this system of the cards, you have a lot of Mars with him. And Mars is really great for the sex, right? But it also, if you're together too much, you get on each other's nerves.
Yes.
So, you know, it could be a little too much unless you were actually working together or something. So, any other questions, Tina? Has this been helpful to you?
It's been tremendously helpful. These projects that I'm working on, do you see them becoming where I'm earning an income?
I don't see any signs of a ton of money coming in anywhere.
Okay.
So, not in the next year and a half.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean it won't happen, but I'm not seeing it showing up in the cards. It may be a year later, perhaps, is a possibility of it. But this coming year, I don't see it.
Okay.
So I wouldn't give up if I were you. I'd keep going forth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you see a reconciliation with me and my granddaughter's mother, where I can start seeing my grandbaby again?
Well, actually, I've already spent enough time with you that I feel like I need to go on to the next person. But if you want to call back like next week, I'd be happy to.
I appreciate this so very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Tina. It's a pleasure talking to you.
And thank you. Thank you for your generous time as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a really nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to have a short break. We're going to play one of the songs off my CD. If you could cue up Closer to You, the song off my new CD, and play that. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michael from Oregon on line 4. And we have two lines open, folks. Line 2 and 3 are open, so feel free to call in. You can be next right after Michael. We'll be back right after the song, Closer to You. On bbsradio.com. That was a song, Closer to You, that I wrote. And we have Michael on line four. Can we talk to Michael?
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Robert. Can you hear
How
me?
How are you?
Hello?
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 I can hear you, Michael.
Okay, great. I was calling. Thanks for taking my call, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome. Is your birthday March 19th,
1949? That's it, yep.
Oh, okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I've got a friend, a lady friend, and she is a she is a seven of diamonds, and from what I understand, and I don't know your system very well, but I find it quite fascinating, but apparently we're not very compatible, even though at this early stage in our relationship, we have a really good time together.
What's her birthday?
Hers is, I believe it's 3/16/64.
Oh,
she should be a seven of diamonds, the way I figured it out.
Yeah, she would be a seven of diamonds. That's correct. So where did you get the impression that you weren't compatible?
Well, when I was looking, there's a page there that says something about, you know, which cards were are compatible with us. And from what I understood, maybe I just didn't read it properly.
Well, maybe you only read part of the story or something.
Oh, okay.
But you two are very compatible.
Oh, really? Great, because it seems that way. That was a...
You're both little lost Pisces people.
Yeah.
You guys can get lost together. No, you guys have a really strong, you have a lot of strong connections, and you have past life connections that are really strong and good.
Uh-huh.
And she's also a moon card to you, which is a perfect marriage connection. Not that you, I'm not saying you will definitely get married or anything,
right.
But she's, you have really good connections with this woman. There's no doubt about it, and you both are experiencing it.
Yeah,
now you should know that she's stronger willed than you are.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because she's a seven of diamonds and a king of diamonds. She's a king.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, and they have a tough side, you know?
Yep.
Now, you're used to kind of being the boss yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're a four and an eight. An eight of diamonds think they're kings, you know. They're used to being special and being noticed and all. But actually, I think you guys will get along great.
Well, it seems that way.
I don't see any problems.
Good.
I definitely would go for it if I were you. I would enjoy what's good.
She seems to be going for it too, so it's great.
Yeah. Anything else?
Could I ask you just one more question?
Yeah, sure.
It's related to my work. I spent about the last 2 years just in a retreat center meditating. I've been away from there for about 8-9 months now. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting a new business. I've usually been in business for myself. And I'm wondering if this is an auspicious time for me or not. It feels that it is, but, you know, it's like hard to get things going after being out of the flow for a while.
Well, you know, you were sort of in an introverted state there for a while.
Yeah, very
much. And now you're
moving
back into more of an extroverted, externally oriented state.
I'm sorry?
You were in sort of an internally oriented state of being there for a while.
Right.
And now you're moving your energy from the inside outside to make something happen in the world.
Exactly.
So that's a change for you. But, you know, I think you can handle it.
Good.
And, you know, when I look at your influences this year, you have some of the most powerful cards there are. Okay?
Wonderful.
So, you know, I would suggest that... Here's what I would suggest. You actually have the most powerful card there is this year until your next birthday.
Great.
And this card is a king, and it means you can have anything you want. But you have to be willing to be committed to it, and you have to be willing to stand up and say, this is what I want. In other words, you have to act like a king. And kings are not often nice people, you know?
Uh-huh.
Kings are the ultimate authority, and, you know, they might have one person executed and the next person, you know, thrown in jail. They do what has to be done to get the job done.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking at the whole kingdom, you understand? So you make a list of what you want to accomplish and just don't take no for an answer, and the doors will fly open for you.
Great. Well, that's a... important distinction you made about a king.
Yeah, it is an important distinction.
I tend to go with the flow a little more but it's. I feel like as well it's time to be more assertive.
The king is a magical power, but it's only bestowed upon those who are willing to act as a king. And a king is the final word. He's the one that says what's going to happen and what's not going to happen.
Okay.
He doesn't allow that. Nobody else makes the choice. He makes the choice, you see. Now, I had this card for just one 52-day period of the year once. I won't have it. I don't think I'm ever going to have that long range like you have. And you'll never have it again.
Uh-huh.
I only had it for one 52-day period. And I had miracles happen during that time period.
Cool.
But I was very ambitious, and I knew what I wanted, you know. I didn't have any qualms about standing up and saying, give me that.
Well, I'm ambitious myself right now.
Good.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. This has been insightful. I really appreciate it. I'm glad to hear about the Seven of Diamonds and the Four of Diamonds.
Well, you're also an Eight of Diamonds.
Right.
That's your second card.
Right.
And the Seven and Eight, they're so close, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's the marriage connection.
Uh-huh.
You're the sun, she's the moon. It's perfect.
Huh, that's cool.
And every woman looks for that, you know. They're looking for a man that they can be a woman with.
That they can be what?
A woman with.
Yeah. Well, she can do that pretty well with me.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay, Michael, it's great having you on the show. Thanks for calling.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Robert.
Good luck with your business and everything.
Bye.
All right, take care. I love giving people good news. I tell you, the King of Spades long range, I wish I had that card. I have things I'd like to do with it. It's almost like a magic wand. You can just say, well, this is what I want. And I have story upon stories of people that have had it, and just miraculous things can happen the year that you have a King of Spades long range. It's just amazing. We have another person on line two named Sonia calling from Georgia, where it's really late now. It's 11:30 out there. Is Sonia still on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me, Sonia?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What can I do for you this evening?
When I read on the computer about the Three of Diamonds, which was my birth card, and said it was one of the most difficult of all the life paths, especially if it was a woman.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you had any kind of hope or something
there's definitely
explain
hope.
To me why. Okay.
So, by the way, your card is Three of Diamonds, and mine is the Queen of Diamonds, and our two cards are the two hardest cards in the deck. Okay.
Okay.
And the three, and we both have the same problem. You want to hear what our problem is? we keep changing our mind.
Yeah.
The problem's not out there anywhere. The problem's not in, you know, not in the world or the people or it's us. You see. Because to have something in life, a person has to be really clear about that they want it, you know. And a three often just, they can't make up their mind. You follow me? Now, you have gifts, you know, Sonia, and your gifts lie in the spiritual realm. Like you're very psychic, for example. Do you know this?
I'm learning.
And this system, Sonia, this card system, I don't tell everybody this, but this card system is something that you would take to really easily. So your answers will always come through spiritual, not through the material. You have to search deeper to understand what's going on in your life. You just can't do what the society tells you everybody to do. You can't just try to be rich, beautiful, and famous. You understand?
Yes.
You have to have a life that is looking inward, as more than you look outward for your answers. So any kind of spiritual stuff that you do is always helpful to you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest areas for Three of Diamonds are love and money. Okay?
Love and money?
Love and money. Those are the two biggest, strong, you know, most difficult areas.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, but, you know, if God loves us all, and I had a very hard childhood. You know, I grew up in poverty. There was alcoholism, a lot of violence in my childhood. And our childhood and our upbringing and our environment never can stop us from being who we really want to be.
Thank you.
Do you have dreams?
Yes.
Well, you will have all your dreams come true if you don't give up. Okay?
Okay.
And keep asking for help. Ask God, because that's where it comes from. That's where the help comes from. You know? And you'll get it. So do you read spiritual books?
Yes.
Good. Oh, good. Good. And you,
I haven't read your book yet, but I'm about to order it.
You read that book. That book could possibly change your life because only the Three of Diamonds card, your card, is the closest to this system. Okay? And I can't explain that exactly why that's so right now on the phone. But after you read it, send me an email or something, and I'll explain a little more to you. But the Three of Diamonds is the card that almost always they've done this in past lives. Okay?
Okay.
And it's like they already knew it when they read about it. They just pick it up so fast. And I know a lot of Three of Diamonds that are doing readings, like me, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, you never know. And it'll bring you a lot of answers. It'll bring you a lot of understanding to your life, a lot of understanding to your relationships, to what's going on, okay? And it'll definitely help you tremendously. And you'll understand it faster than the average person, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I appreciate you staying up late and calling.
Okay, well, I appreciate talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, feel free to call again next week or whenever you want, okay? Maybe after you read the book, you'll want to call in and ask me some questions or something.
Okay.
All right, Sonia. Good talking to you, and thanks for calling.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Have a nice sleep tonight.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another short break before we have another call in, but we have two lines open now, folks, if you want to call. I would like to play the song, if you have it, Seth, Peace Filled Day. You still have that one? And if you don't have that one, play Karna's song. I'm not sure if you still have Peace Filled Day. So we'll be right back after this short break. And Carolyn's next up. And you can be next after her. You can call in right now. There are two lines open. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, again, live, coming to you live from California, where the sun is still out, but I mean, the sun's not out, but it's setting, and it's turning really beautiful outside. We have a client of mine from years back named Carolyn. Let's see what Carolyn has to say. She's been on the show twice already. Let's see what she's got going on tonight.
Okay. Hi. Robert, I am wanting to get this, some guidance from you on taking advantage of my cards that you had said were sort of, I had this once-in-a-lifetime intersection. I don't know if you use those words, but, or opportunity in my life this year.
Uh-huh. Was this with cards or was it with astrology?
I think it was with astrology.
Oh, well, I really don't have the resources to talk to you about that on this show.
Okay.
I'm just doing cards.
Okay.
And so I can't...
How about if I just ask you about my cards then?
Sure.
Okay, how about having a King of Hearts long range?
Well, you know, I'd have to know a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, my business, I just hired a PR firm, and I want to take my business to another level,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if this is what this card is saying, that I could be...
Well, the King of Hearts is your ruling card, but it's also your personality card if you're in business, right?
Oh, okay.
So it is an indication of you focusing a lot of energy on your business this year. All right?
Right, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's telling you. You know, the long-range card is not considered either good or bad. It's just considered to be the big theme of the year.
Okay, but then I see a 10 of club result. Is that mm-hmm. a success?
It's a success card if you are advertising more.
Which I am.
Okay, then that's what you need to do. So... the Ace of Diamonds, Ten of Clubs together means if I want more money, I have to get the word out.
That's why I just hired PR as of 2 days ago.
Perfect. I think you're actually exactly in line with what you're supposed to be doing to have the success that you want.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I think you're right in tune there.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask you, is Saturn a good time for Saturn supposed to be a good time for business?
Not really.
Oh.
No, it's not a good time for business, typically.
Oh.
Now, if you have really strong Saturn cards, which you have a mixture, but your top card is a Seven of Spades, and that's not an easy card.
Oh, God.
So you should watch your health during this Saturn period.
I'm working so much, I'm not taking care of my health.
Well, then you're going to get sick if you continue like that. I guarantee it. You
okay.
will get ill. So you have to now. You see the card coming after July 17th.
All right.
So you have what? You have about a week and a half to get your act together.
I mean, I've been running ragged.
Well, you're going to run yourself right into the bed.
Oh, okay.
If you don't stop right real soon here, I guarantee it. That's what's going to happen. And you have an opportunity here because this is like driving at nighttime with your lights on. There's a pothole in the road up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your lights on so you can see it. Now, what are you going to do?
Okay, so I need to switch that around.
You got to start taking care of yourself right now because this Saturn period will bring illness with a Seven of Spades.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that card means.
All right.
And you don't. That could just completely knock you out for a month or so, you know?
Oh, I can't because I'm on a roll here.
Well, I hear you, but I'm telling you that it will if you don't pay attention.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention to my health at all.
And, ordinarily I think your health isn't really a big issue. I don't remember, but...
Not at all.
Anybody who has this card should be a little cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty?
Yeah.
All right, Carolyn, good to hear from your voice. How are things down in L.A.?
Great.
Good.
It's hot. It's fine.
Yeah. I know. It's been hot up here, too. It's supposed to be hot all week, so we'll see.
That's what I heard. I know.
Well, it's good to hear from you, dear. I'm going to go ahead and go and have somebody else call in.
Yes, yes. Thanks a lot, Robert. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Carolyn from Los Angeles. And we have two lines open now, folks, if you want to call in. We do have William with us. I don't know what line he's on, but if you can connect William in. And we have two
Hello,
lines
Robert.
Open. You can be the next to talk to me after William if you'd like. So, William, are
Hello,
you there?
Hello, Robert.
Hi, William.
Hi. I talked to you about 2 months ago.
Yeah, I recognize you. You have a very distinctive voice, William.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
it's one of a kind.
What?
Your voice is one of a kind.
Uh-huh.
There
well,
you are,
I'm one of those three of diamonds.
Yeah, you're the second one tonight.
Yes, I heard the other one.
We're having an infestation tonight of three of diamonds.
I commiserate with that gal.
With Sonia, yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe she's still listening and she'll learn something from hearing what you have to say tonight, too.
Well, maybe so. I'm a person who changes my mind all the time.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Well, it makes for adventure.
Exactly.
And
well,
I love
you know,
adventure.
Anybody who's a three is not going to want to have a boring life, you know.
I have not had one.
I like that Clint Eastwood movie where he's in jail and they got him locked up and the guys are threatening to, you know, beat him up if he doesn't give them the information. And he says to him, listen, you can burn me, you can beat me, you can whatever you want, but just don't bore me.
Oh, I'm the same way. Well, this is what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I've been holed up in an apartment here in New Mexico all for a year. And I have not been social at all. I've been just very inward in this apartment.
Okay.
And I've liked it. And I've been living on my savings. So there's a big drain there, but you do what you do.
Uh-huh.
But I do.
Yeah, well, you have, you know, this year, William, you have a nine of diamonds long range. And that can mean a year when money just seems to be going out a lot.
That's what happened.
But, you know, money is like the tide. It comes in and it goes out. And then it comes back in again.
You know, well, I've had lots of times when it's come in.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I've been doing, though. I first started working on my physical health.
Uh-huh.
And it's come way, way up.
Oh, good.
I'm feeling really good physically.
Excellent.
But after that got up going good, then I started working. I work with homeopathy.
Uh-huh.
Then I started working on my emotional and mental health.
Uh-huh.
And that's needed a boost because I've been not social and so on, and a little bit goofy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that's coming around now.
Okay.
Yeah. And homeopathy is real powerful.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really investigated it, but I understand the principle of it. And, you know, most people don't realize that homeopathy was the biggest form of medicine 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was much
well, I'm
bigger than
with
allopathy, which is what we practice now.
Yeah. Well, I'm working with a doctor who's very, very good. So I'm making really good progress.
Oh, that's excellent.
So I decided that I would have as my business giving readings, intuitive readings, using the thesaurus, and
uh-huh.
I sort of put it out there, and nothing has happened, and
mm-hmm.
and I've sort of changed my mind now that I've done a lot of hospice work in my life.
Okay.
I end up getting a job, taking care of somebody, and then they pass on. And I've been there when that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of just
sure.
been my fate, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear
and
that.
And I've decided maybe I better just devote myself to that more and more right now.
Well, you know, I'll share a little secret with you. Because I've been experiencing a similar thing. And it has to do with being under the 9 influence, okay?
Okay.
You have this 9 of diamonds long range this year. And you also have, you had a 9 in Saturn also. And you have a 9 of hearts coming up in Neptune. And I noticed that after your birthday, you have a 9 of spades long range.
Uh-huh.
And I have that too this year. My birthday is tomorrow. And my long range card this year is a 9 of spades.
Oh.
And I have a 9 of spades right now in Neptune that I'm in. So you and I are experiencing a lot of the same things. And what I notice with a 9 is that things that we try to attain for ourselves, selfishly or personally, we don't get. It doesn't happen. So, like, it doesn't do any good to be ambitious and try to make something happen when you're under a 9 like that. You follow me?
Okay.
But it's a great time to give to other people. And like you're talking about doing hospice work, and I think it's because you're intuitively just knew that that was what the case was, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You intuitively knew that this was the time just to give.
Right.
So it's all going to work out for you, William. It's all going to work out, and you are doing the right thing, and I think that you may be doing more giving as during this next year as well. That's what I foresee, okay? And then after that, a whole energy will shift, and it'll be more like a year when you can have success again and go out and set some goals and do things.
Uh-huh.
That's what I see coming for you.
Okay.
In the next 2 years.
Okay. Well, one thing I do is I connect up with people by getting a job in their house, either cooking for them, you know, or mm-hmm. doing home health care for them.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I sort of see myself doing right around my birthday now.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's perfect for a 9 of hearts, which is what you're going to have at that time period.
9 of spades. No,
you're going to have a 9. Well, you mean after your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you'll be under 9 of spades then. Yeah.
Because my birthday is coming up pretty soon, the 8th of September.
That's correct. That's right. Yeah, I'm looking at your cards right now, William.
Uh-huh.
I have it right in front of me. So, okay. Any other questions?
No, I think I expect my finances to turn around.
Well, I do see indications of money for you, like in December and January.
Uh-huh, good.
Maybe even some a little sooner than that, but definitely at that time.
Good. Well, it ebbs and flows, and I'm ready for it to come in.
What are you going to do with it all, William?
Well, there's so much to do, and mostly taking care of your health.
Yeah.
Buy vitamins.
I know. It gets real expensive, doesn't it?
I like to swill them down by the handfuls.
It becomes like your big thing that you're doing every day.
Yeah, right.
I'm 53. So, I've never taken any supplements.
Oh, well.
That's really true. I do take a few supplements, but, you know, I'm not one of these people that does a lot of them. But I believe in just eating good food and getting a little exercise. That's my philosophy about health. Eat the right food.
Well,
eat delicious food and get some exercise.
Well, my philosophy is I'm 74, and I'm feeling really good. And my
if it's working,
philosophy
is that's right. If it's working, that's the best thing.
Yeah. So, hey, well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
It's great talking to you, Bill. Good to hear
it
your
sure
voice
is.
Again. And please call in again.
Okay, Robert. Thank you.
Keep us posted on your progress. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice night.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to listen to the song called Gayatri. This is actually the most popular song on my CD. Everybody requests this one the most. So, and after that we have some callers. And there are two lines open, folks, so please call in. We still have time. I'm going to be on here for at least another 15 minutes, maybe even longer. Okay, so we're going to listen to Gayatri, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Gayatri, a very ancient and sacred chant. I mean, the melody and everything I made up, but that chant is chanted in India today. I'm sure it's going 24 hours a day there all over the place. And it's very powerful. I don't know if you noticed, but when I listen to that, even the recording I made, I get very into a sort of a deep state of mind. So Seth, who works at BBS Radio, would like to get a reading for about him and his wife. So I'm going to have Seth on the air, and then after that we're going to take another caller who's on line two. But we have two lines open, folks, and it's still time for you to get a reading if you want. So let's talk to Seth first. Seth, are you there? Hello? I'm not sure if I can actually talk to Seth. I guess I can. Are you there, Seth? This might be a technical impossibility, perhaps. I don't know. I can barely hear you, Seth. Are you there?
Is this better?
Oh, yeah, much better. There you are.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Can our listening audience hear you, too?
They should be able to now.
Okay. So I have your birthday, and I have your wife's birthday. And was there some other question you wanted to ask me?
Well, not really. We're newlyweds.
Uh-huh.
We have a child on the way. And so far, it's been a huge year for us. And I wondered, what's going on? What's going on with our cards? Where are we going next?
Well, it looks like, let me first ask you, is your wife in business at all?
Not in business per se. She's worked as a graphic designer for about a decade now at the local newspaper.
That's what she does?
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that starting around in August or September, she's going to actually come up with an idea for a business of her own.
Okay. I could see
that. And, you know, I mean, it won't be something way different than she's doing now, but the difference is it'll be more of her business, okay? And it may be something like that she's doing while she still works for the graphic design company.
Okay.
But that's going to be a big theme. And did you say that there's a baby in the picture?
Yeah. Due date is November 5th this year.
November of this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sometimes can predict the day the baby will be born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm shooting for October 31st.
October 31st. Is that the date that they say it is?
No.
Going to be?
But wouldn't that be cool?
What's the due date? Do you know?
The due date they give us is November 5th.
November 5th. Okay, well, I'm going to hazard a guess that this child will either come in on October 19th, which is pretty early, or November 17th.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Let's just see what happens.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, good. And, you know, I see that you have really good cards right now, too. Everything is good, but it looks like you guys might be having a move or something or some kind of change. You are definitely going to be having some kind of change here coming up soon, like in September.
Good change or bad change?
It depends. It's going to be hard for you because you'll be in the Saturn period of the year. But your wife will be in the Venus period. It'll be easy for her. It looks like you might move to a new house.
Wow.
Are you guys thinking about that at all?
We've kicked it around a lot, but we're almost done paying off our first house.
Well, maybe you'll get an offer for your house, and you'll want to move into a better one. I don't know exactly how that's going to play out, but both of you have influences of change. You have five showing up.
Okay.
So, you know, it's certainly a possibility for you guys.
Well, there is a house we've been eyeing, but it's pretty much out of our price range.
Well, you know, money is really relative. Now, your wife, she would love to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You have to watch Seated Diamonds because they don't
they like to spend so much because they get a charge out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they will often spend beyond their budget, you know? And the more the item costs, the more they like it.
yeah, I well know that.
My ex-wife is an Eight of Diamonds, and when I met her, all of her credit cards were maxed out. And she was keeping it a big secret from her parents. And I took away all of her cards and cut them up. That might be a little hard for you, though, because you're the moon card in this relationship. She's the boss.
For the most part, she is, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're both very capable and all that. And you see, I think you're pretty happy to let her take charge of everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty much okay with that situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you were interested in her on some level. You wanted that. And that's what you got. You got a powerful lady. So any other questions, Seth?
Not really. I don't know enough about the card system to really ask a meaningful question about what my cards are.
Well, you know, it's better not to even think about the cards. Just ask about what's important to you. You know, and
okay.
Just think about what's going on. And
I've been going to school for a long time, going to college, trying to get a technical degree.
Uh-huh.
And I really am not a good student.
Mm-hmm.
So is this something I should pursue, or should I just start working?
Well, you're probably not a good student because you probably aren't really having any fun there.
That's true.
I mean, you may not have the interest. Like, you may be going to college because you think you should, instead of going to it because you really love it and want to do that. Now, I'm sure there's a part of you that likes school, but you may not, maybe right now at this time in your life, you don't really like it that much.
Okay.
To me, I don't know, to me, school is a means to an end, you know? It's a way to get to what you want. But it's not the only way to get to what you want. I went to college for a year and then I quit. I'm not saying you should do what I did, but I got everything I wanted without going to school.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there. There are probably just as many millionaires that never finished college as there are that went to college. It's not a requirement. I learned computer programming and I never even took one class on it. You know, it all depends on our interests. We should all follow the things that we love to do. That's where our real success will come. It doesn't come through doing something that we think we should do. It always comes through doing something that we love to do. So if you can figure out what you really love to do, that's it. You've accomplished the goal. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
You know, if you can figure out what it is that really turns you on and really gets you excited, that's the work you should be doing. And if you're doing it now, great. And if you're not doing it now, well, get with it. Take a risk because now's the time. I mean, you know, take a risk. Just try it out and see. You know, like, just make an agreement with God to say, hey, I'm going to try to do what I really love. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go get a job. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Every time I did that, it worked.
Okay.
And I'm sure it'll work for you too, Seth.
Well, thank you very much. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. You know, the things that are exciting to us are also the things that scare us the most.
Yeah.
Because there's an unknown quality to it, and that's what makes them exciting, and that's what makes it scary at the same time, see?
Okay.
And to be afraid a little bit is to be alive.
Do you see me pursuing any particular career paths or helping me define what I really want?
Well, you know, your career path should be something that is really engaging mentally. Because you have a very active, powerful mind. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah,
You're very smart.
I've been told that.
Yeah. So what works best for you is something that's a gift you have, and you want to have a job that utilizes that or keeps that, you know, allows you to express that ability.
Okay. All right, well, it sounds like I really have some soul searching to do.
Well, you know, that's the most important thing you can do, Seth, because, you know, we can run around like chickens all day and do things. We can keep busy. We can get jobs. We can work. And they call it business on purpose. You know, business means busyness.
Busy work.
Just keeping busy. But if we don't start, take time to find out, what do I love to do? Like, what did you do when you were 8 years old when no one was around? What kind of things did you do, you know?
That was a long time ago. I played with blocks.
When you were eight?
I think so.
Uh-huh. What else?
When I was eight, what was I doing?
Maybe you should be a builder.
My middle name is Thomas.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, the things we did as a child are things that as a child, we don't have any filters on us. We naturally gravitate to what we love. No one has to remind us of that. When we're children, we are just automatically doing what we love to do. Our interest leads us around where we are. And if you go back and think about what you did, maybe you should ask your mom, hey, Mom, what did I do when I was 8 years old, 7 years old? What kind of things did you see me doing? Maybe you've forgotten, you know? And those are clues. I realized a few years ago that when I was 8 years old, I used to write stories in school. That was what I did for a pastime. I loved it. I wrote science fiction stories. I never dreamed I would be an author. I never even thought of that as an option. But I love to write stories, and here I am writing books. See?
That's fantastic. I'm excited. What can I say? I got to go find my mom.
Yeah.
Find out where
I was. Hey, Mom, what kind of things did I get involved in when I was like between 5 and 9 years old? When I wasn't doing something I had to do. What kind of things did I like to do? Okay, Seth, it's been great talking to you and having you as a guest.
Thank you very
tonight.
Much. And we've got someone online here.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and put Lindy on now?
Sure thing. Hold on.
Okay, thanks, Seth. So I think Lindy, I think she called before, actually. I certainly recognize her name and her birthday. It seems like she's been on the show at least once, but I can't be certain. Are you there, Lindy? Still waiting for Lindy. I guess he had to get off the line. I think I'm going to have Lindy be my last caller tonight because I have to go out and make a special trip tonight, and it's late. Did she leave? Oh, is Lindy gone? Okay, let me talk to Alicia then. No, just put her on. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Alicia.
Alicia, nice name. I like the way you say that.
Thank you.
It sounds delicious. Alicia. Sounds like delicious. What's your birthday, Alicia?
November 23rd, 1957.
And are you a Scorpio or a Sag?
On the cusp of Sag.
I know, but which one are you?
Oh, well, I feel a lot like a Sagittarius.
Well, you should have your chart done to find out for sure. It makes a big difference.
Yes, I know. I was thinking of contacting you eventually and soon to do that.
Well, no, you can go to astro.com and just run a chart there.
Okay.
For free, and you'll find out what sign you are. It'll tell you. You're either a Sag or you're a Scorpio. You probably have planets in both those signs, though. Because when you're on the cusp,
there are
several planets that stay close to the sun.
Right.
Like Mercury and Venus and so forth. So usually if a person is even on the cusp, they'll have a little bit of both anyway.
Right.
But it's important to know technically which one your sun is in. because that determines in the card system what your ruling card is.
Right.
So that's the only reason. So what's on your mind this evening, Alicia?
Just wondering if you could forecast for me what kind of a year I might have financially and personally in relationships.
Now, in this system, the years begin on your birthday.
Right.
So you're like about two-thirds of the way through.
This year, right.
This year. And I'm just, you're born in 57, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm just looking to see here. You are definitely a Sagittarius.
Okay.
We straighten that out. And, okay, so let me just make sure I have the correct. Okay, good. Now I know, yes, now I know who you are. Okay, good. You're a Ten of Hearts, and you're also an Ace of Diamonds.
Right, I know that much from reading your book.
Okay, and so what's going on right now, work-wise and relationship-wise?
Well, work-wise, things have definitely improved the last, I would say, 6 to 8 to 9 months. I had a pretty, I'm a freelance musician, and
uh-huh.
the work seemed to kind of go away for a while, and it seems to all be coming back, but would like confirmation that it's going to continue that way.
Well, you know, nothing ever continues for long. You know, everything's always changing.
It's always in flux, yeah.
Yeah, but you do have some very good financial influences between now and your birthday, especially after August 11th.
Okay.
Is there any possibility of having any money made through any kind of real estate transaction?
I have a couple of pieces of real estate that I rent out, but I'm planning on keeping them long-term for retirement. Don't really see me doing anything with them. And then there's the house that I live in, which I'm not exactly planning on leaving anytime soon unless my personal life changes and requires that.
Well, there's just an indication here that you could make some money, and it's often this particular card in this position is often it's connected to real estate.
Mm, okay.
Often, okay. So it's not a definite thing, but there's a strong possibility here for you. Okay.
Okay.
And let me take a look at next year really quick to see what's cooking. Nice year. The theme of the year next year is going to be more on relationships and fun.
I like the sound of that.
I thought you would enjoy that idea.
Yes, yes.
How is the love life these days?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell.
How many guys are you dating?
Oh, well, only one. I typically only date one person at a time.
Oh, really?
That's just how I am. It gets too confusing otherwise.
Well, you know, I don't know. You probably have a pretty good memory. You can probably keep track of some stuff, you know.
Oh, no. It gets way too complicated. Too much for me to handle.
I know Ten of Hearts that really can do it.
Oh, yeah? They can juggle it, huh?
Oh, yeah. They actually enjoy it. It's like playtime for them. But, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm just saying. So, what's this guy's birthday?
January 7th.
Okay. Well, would you like me to say a few words about him and you and whatever?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't really have all the strongest connections with this guy, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's not somebody I would think that you would have a significant long-term relationship with. But the question is really whether you would even want a significant long-term relationship.
Absolutely.
Because you're very freedom-oriented.
Being a Sagittarius, but I know.
Not just that, but also being a Ten of Hearts and an Ace of Diamonds. Both those cards.
Really?
You know, they have to keep their options open. Because, you know, you never know who you might meet.
Oh, no.
So you know, I don't think you would, and you wouldn't like anybody, like, you would never want to be some man's property.
True. Yeah, there's definitely, yeah, some truth to that.
That would go against the grain.
Right.
You know? And, you know, binding relationships show up that way sometimes, you know.
Right.
You're mine, I'm yours, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't really.
But that wouldn't sit well, too well with you.
No.
And you're not just a Sag. You have actually four planets in Sag. Did you know that?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay. You know what Sag's favorite saying is?
Freedom. Exploration.
No, I'm out of here.
When the going gets tough, the Sag get going.
When the going gets tough, I already left. I left when I saw it starting to get tough.
So are you telling me I'm never going to have a long-term relationship that works?
Do you want one?
I do. I definitely do.
Oh, really?
I know. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, how are you going to have that happen given this way of being that you are?
Going totally against my nature.
Like, have you visualized that, like how that would look and everything?
Right, I have.
Okay, so share that with me. How would that look?
Well, just kind of envision a strong partnership of someone that has similar interests. And travel would probably be a big part of our things we would share in common. I don't know. I have children, so...
Uh-huh.
I'd probably have to be some kind of a family person as well, because I'd want to integrate that into my life.
Yeah.
That
sure
makes it a little more complex, of course, but that's just part of what I'm anticipating.
Well, I would suggest you look for a King of Clubs guy.
King of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Because?
And there's a lot of them out there, too, because there's a birthday for that card every month.
Okay.
And because that card you would be so compatible with.
All right.
And they would adore you.
And I would be successful in a long-term relationship with somebody like that.
They are suited for it. You're not, but they are. So at least it wouldn't be their fault.
Oh, okay. It would be all on my shoulders to make it
well,
work.
Well, huh? Yeah, it really always was, but in this case, it would be, like, obviously your responsibility.
Right.
Now, but I'm going to make a little prediction for you, okay?
Okay.
This, after your birthday coming up in November,
mm-hmm.
this next year, you have an Eight of Hearts long range.
No way.
And that's a card of so much popularity.
Are you serious? Eight of Hearts?
Yeah. It's like it's called a Playboy
somebody.
Card, but it's really
means
popularity with everybody.
2 weeks ago that I totally thought was it, and he's an
Eight
of Hearts.
Oh, really? An Eight of Hearts guy?
Yes.
Ah, interesting.
But I don't know. It didn't look like it was going to go where I wanted it to go, and I thought we were done.
Uh-huh.
Are you trying to tell me that maybe we're not done? Or maybe somebody else with that same card is supposed to come into the picture.
Well, it may not be somebody of that card, see, because that card doesn't have to be a person.
Mm-hmm.
That card gives you the power of the Eight of Hearts for 1 year.
Oh, I see. It's in my... Okay,
yeah, and people who have that, when that shows up, they have so much fun, they usually, you know, don't want to settle down. It's like having a magic wand and go... Wow, I can't believe everywhere I go, I'm so popular now. But, you know, I do see, I see a lot of love cards coming up after your birthday, not so much this year. I see this Eight of Hearts guy right now, by the way. He's here. I don't know if he will come back. I see him now, but it's in Saturn. You're in the hardest period of the year right now. It's a hard time.
Right.
Relationships now usually don't pan out, you know.
And
but
that will last how long?
Maybe after Saturn, which is in for you on August 11th, maybe things will lighten up.
Okay.
But I think that you won't really know really about relationship and where you're going until next February.
Not until February. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying you won't have any love until then. I'm just saying that you won't really know exactly where you're headed until then.
Okay.
But just
fair enough.
Just be happy because it's going to be a wonderful year.
Thank you. I like hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, this year wasn't that bad, but next year is going to be much better.
Much better. Okay.
All righty.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you. It's been very insightful.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good
have
night.
A nice night.
All right.
Good night. Okay, folks, that about wraps up our show. I got to jump in the car and go to the airport. I would like Seth to play the song Krishna as we're shutting down tonight. And feel free to call next week. I certainly hope you do. I would love to talk to you. So get up your nerve if you haven't ever called in and give us a call. And we will do a reading. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny, saying good night and God bless.